everyone. Today we're going to talk a little bit about social media and how you can use social media wisely and to your benefit so that you don't get yourself in trouble. And particularly as a professional, you guys are coming out to be nurses here soon. And sometimes, you know, employers look at our social media to see, you know, get a little bit of a glimpse of our personal lives. And if you have things on there that may be deemed inappropriate, it may cause you not to get a job or to lose a job. So we want to talk about, first of all, you know, social networking sites can be great ways for people to come together. You know, we can talk to people all over the world. We can keep in touch with friends and family. But I'm sure all of us have seen things on Facebook or on Instagram or whatever social networking site that we use that are inappropriate or that we see and we think, oh my goodness, why did that person put that out there? Do remember that the things that you put on the internet are there forever. You know, I've had students in the past Google themselves and pictures from 10 years ago come up that they're like, oh my goodness, I didn't know that was still floating around there. Well, they are, and it stays there, and you know, it can really haunt you and prevent you, like I said, from getting a job or maintaining employment. So we want to be very careful about what we post on social media. So there are some things that you can do to make sure that you don't get yourself into trouble with social media. You know, you want to use it for professional networking. There are sites such as LinkedIn. You can even use Facebook for professional networking. And making sure those things, you have professional pictures on there, you use professional language, you use appropriate grammar, those kinds of things. You want to protect your personal information. You know, everybody doesn't need to know everything that's going on in your life. So, you know, be careful about posting things that you don't want everybody to know about yourself, and certainly be careful about posting banking information. I saw somebody take a picture of a check that they were donating to a charity one time to show that they were donating. Well, it showed their bank number and their routing number. So not a real good idea. Somebody actually brought it to her attention and she took it down, but she's fortunate that nobody stole her information. You need to, you know, choose your screen names and even your email address. You need to choose those things carefully. They should also be professional, you know, your names and numbers. CutieHottie95 is not appropriate. Particularly at this level of education, we shouldn't be using those kinds of things. Not only, you know, it draws negative attention to yourself, but it just looks really unprofessional. A lot of people say don't put anything on there that you wouldn't want your mother or grandmother to read online. And I think that's good advice, you know, just stick with things that you know wouldn't be offensive to anybody. Okay. Be careful what friends you add to social networking. I know sometimes we feel rude if we don't accept everyone that we went to school with, or, you know, everyone we met at work. But, you know, sometimes having people that are inappropriate on our social networking sites looks bad as well, you know. So be careful about who you choose. So things like that are just tips to keep you safe, you know, to keep you... You want to make sure that you don't hinder yourself, right? You don't want to get in trouble at school. You don't want to get in trouble at work. And being careful about what you post on social media can really help. So I hope you take this into consideration. We will be formulating our own LinkedIn pages coming up here soon to get ready for that professional networking. So I want you to think of all these tips and keep that in mind while you're creating that. If you have any questions, of course, please feel free to contact me, and I will talk to you soon.